News Talk 1620 WTAW. This afternoon's Bryan City Council workshop included another update on what's happening at Easterwood Airport. Some new developments, according to Airport Manager Josh Abramson.
We have upgraded the entrance to the airport by covering the parking gate system with that, so that when you roll down your window and it's a rainy morning at College Station, the rain doesn't come in through the window. So we're working on that, flipping into, I'll add one more to the parking that we did here. When you look at our exit road, you ever, speaking of rain, you know how it flooded on there? Well, we didn't have the dollars to fix the whole thing, but we got this wonderful French drain system that we installed into the system. So now all the water that's built in, it gets there initially, but it will actually exit off the road, and we don't have water sticking for days after rains. We were able to find a solution to fix that affordably for the airport.
As the renovation inside McKenzie Terminal continues, the big development, expanded restroom facilities.
We already have opened up the dedicated restroom. So when I say that, if you've been through Easterwood, it's the before we put in these men and women restrooms, we had one whole potty that men, women, and babies had to share. We no longer have that. So there's dedicated restrooms. We have, once the TSA's moved, we'll have space for seating, and we'll have the cafe on the correct side of the security checkpoint. So if you buy a coffee, you don't have to throw it away as you go through the TSA line.
As far as commercial jet service, earlier this year we heard about the start of first-class service by Envoy, which is affiliated with American, and now the second commercial airline in and out of Easterwood has something coming up in the future.
I have future announcements with our airline partners, or other, with United. I cannot get into the details of it right now, but we're real excited about the opportunities coming with United as well.
Abramson then took questions from Councilman Mike Sutherland and Mayor Andrew Nelson.
Do you have any idea what the percentages of your, I guess, landings are from military, private, and then commercial? Is most of the landings commercial or private? No,
some landings are going to be outnumbered. So right now I have 4 times daily for American, twice daily for United, so that's only 6.
Yeah.
Most of our aircraft, we do have a significant number of military aircraft that come in, a lot of training with military. We have a significant number of athletic charters. One of our biggest services is that athletic charters, where we bring 737s and 757s in to serve the community. And I see them all the time. I saw a Southwest 737 in yesterday that was out for rent for charter. So a significant portion of our time is put into the charter time and the large, heavier metal aircraft.
And the military must be a lot of touch and go, and they buy fuel, right?
They do. Okay. So when they buy fuel, the airport gets fuel flowage fees for those.
Yeah.
Does any of that money come in as tax money into College Station and Bryan or anybody?
Yes, the airport is a state-owned entity. I do work for a private company, but I'm the custodian of the airport for the university. Okay, so the airports are tax exempt. The airport itself.
Okay.
There is the FBO and the aviation. They're any private entity, and they pay tax
income.
Again, part of the update to the Bryan City Council this afternoon from the manager at Easterwood Airport, Josh Abramson. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.